Good evening. Happy Halloween to all of you. And does anybody know where the word Halloween comes from? Well, this ought to be good. Very good. Very good, Sean. It used to be called All Hallows' Eve. It comes from the 16th century English, where it was All Hallows' Even. And even was the name for the night before something, after the sun had gone down. And you actually know this word already. What do we pray in the Our Father? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, which means holy. And so hallows means holy ones. Well, who are the holy ones? The saints, right? So we get this name Halloween, which simply means All Saints' Eve, or the Eve of the Feast of All Saints. Many things are like this in our culture. Christmas. There were seven principal masses throughout the year that were celebrated as kind of the highest celebrations. They had St. Michaelmas, and they had Christmas, which of course is the Mass for Christ. And you can see in our culture so many things, so many little indications of how Christianity has actually influenced culture. But we live in a time where that also needs to be reclaimed, but not in a negative way. I was talking to my brother last night, and he said that there was somebody after church one day handing out flyers. They weren't with the church. He lives up in Wisconsin. But they were handing out flyers telling all the parents how they shouldn't observe Halloween because it's a, you know, evil feast day or an evil thing, a pagan thing. And we both kind of laughed at it. Because, guys, our whole Christian history, and I've talked about this before, our whole Christian history is about taking things that are secular, getting rid of the bad that comes from them, and enhancing the good, in fact, Christianizing the good. We don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. One of my brother's kids is going to be, she's a little girl, she's 3 or 4 years old, I can't remember. She's going to be St. Lucy. One of the things that you can do to kind of enhance this feast day, to reclaim it in a positive way, is to teach your kids about the saints, or your grandchildren if you're old enough to have them. Teach your kids about the saints, especially those who had maybe a particularly gruesome death. St. Lucy is always depicted in statues with holding a plate with eyeballs on them. I mean, what better Halloween costume could there be, right? In fact, I was telling my brother and I were trying to come up with ways last night that at the last minute he could get a pair of eyeballs. Legal ways to get a pair of eyeballs. Why? Because this woman was, she had a suitor who wanted to marry her, yet she had consecrated her life to the Lord for the sake of virginity, to serve the Lord alone. And he got so mad with her, he tried to press her into a particular service, being a woman of ill repute. He tried to force her into this. And she would not go. She, you know, would just go limp, and they would literally have to drag her. And he got so mad at her that he plucked her eyeballs out. Now, your kid comes up to somebody's door holding a plate full of eyeballs. It's an awesome evangelical opportunity, isn't it? Because that person, that old lady at the front door, is going to say, "Well, what are you?" And you're going to say, "Well, I'm St. Lucy, of course." And you get to tell a little bit about St. Lucy. One of my other nephews, he's 5 years old, and his name's Liam. And he's the one in the family who's the holy terror. He's always getting in trouble. He's jumping all over everything. He's just a wild man. And he decided that he wanted to be Darth Vader for Halloween. And he was telling my mom, his grandma, just yesterday on the phone, that Darth Vader turned to the dark side. And he said, "Grandma, I'm going to pray that I don't turn to the dark side." If only Darth Vader had prayed, right? And I don't think there'll be a St. Darth Vader any day, but what you can do is you can use those opportunities when your children or grandchildren choose people in our popular culture to talk about very simple ideas like good and evil. Already at 5 years old, Liam was very aware of this decision to choose evil versus good. And what an opportunity to teach him about that, even as he's, you know, he didn't want to be a saint for Halloween. He wanted to be Darth Vader, but it's still a teaching opportunity. Guys, our job as Christians, Jesus says to go out and preach the gospel. And I think a lot of you, when you hear that, think that, well, I've got to be a priest, or I've got to be a nun, or I've got to go stand out on the street corner with a Bible and preach. But that's not true. Most of the preaching that you're going to do as lay people happens in everyday things, and it happens in taking the culture around you and transforming it. Teaching the truths of Jesus Christ with and in the culture, whether it's Darth Vader or St. Lucy, whether it's Halloween or Christmas. I want to encourage you tonight as you ponder this, as you approach this altar, to ask God how you, what you can do in a very practical way. Maybe it's today, even on Halloween, but even in practical ways, maybe it's this coming Christmas, to teach your children and your grandchildren and your family about the truths of Jesus Christ, not by throwing out all the secular stuff, but by throwing out the bad and enhancing, elevating the good to something holy.